WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new thriller Miami Blues opens this weekend in theaters across the country. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
At the movies, criminals generally fall into three categories. Either they're ringleaders, which means they're steely, calculating, and vicious, or they're psychos, which is the same as the ringleaders, only more lonely and demented, or else they're bumblers, which means they're goofy, comically inept, well-intentioned, and often rather endearing. In real life, of course, criminals are more likely to be none of the above, or maybe a chaotic combination of all three. Junior, the sociopath at the center of Miami Blues, is a little like that. He's vicious but endearing, bumbling but calculating. He's a hodgepodge of odd traits, and so's the movie. Miami Blues is violent and funny, and like Junior himself, it always seems on the verge of exploding. Junior's played by Alec Baldwin, who makes his character magnetically glib and volatile, a dangerous charmer who outwits himself, at least as often as he outwits the world. We meet him as he lands in Miami, blithely stealing a suitcase from a sleeping mother and then breaking a Hare Krishna's finger, whereupon the Krishna promptly dies of shock. Junior's daily routine is a matter of exploring the world for opportunities, a purse to snatch here, a drug dealer to rip off there. But he begins to yearn for a more domestic life when he meets Susie, a spectacularly dim hooker played with gorgeous solemnity by Jennifer Jason Leigh. In this scene, they've barely met, but you can already hear what a hurry they're in to invest their hopes in one another.
I got a $10,000 CD, and I take the interest from that and I put it into a nail account.
Jesus Christ, that's the biggest friggin' racket going. I want you to march straight down to the bank first thing in the morning and cash in both of those things. I can't let my fiance get ripped off when I can double your money.
Double?
Yeah. How about that poem we were gonna write?
The writer-director, George Armitage, comes from the Roger Corman school of low-budget action movie making. And you might characterize his style as more bang for the buck. Miami Blues is cunningly written, but it's also jumpy and wild and full of ideas. So much so that I've noticed not many critics have caught the movie's point. Let me explain. Hot on the trail of the so-called Krishna finger killer, Detective Hoke Mosley, played by Fred Ward, invites himself to dinner with his new suspects, Junior and Susie. The next day, Junior breaks into Hoke's pitifully run-down room, beats the detective to a pulp, and steals, among other things, his dentures and his badge. Now Junior gets to play cop. He can flash the badge and shoot at other perpetrators. Soon he's foiling almost as many crimes as he commits, and he's not sure which he prefers. It's this weird dilemma that's at the heart of the movie's admittedly ghoulish humor. Junior's all hyped up, eager to do as much evil as he can fit into a day, when suddenly the prospect of doing good raises its ugly head. And as a do-gooder, well, Junior just doesn't have the requisite skills. I don't want to make any grandiose claims for Miami Blues. It has its share of loose ends. And as juicy as Fred Ward's acting is, his hoke is never very vivid. Still, Miami Blues is good, nasty fun, and craftsmanly, too. Watch for the scene that involves a concoction called vinegar pie. It's as elegant and eloquent a piece of filmmaking as I've seen all year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.